This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 603, The Four Crucial Mistakes Companies Make During Downturns, by Christine Comaford of smarttribesinstitute.com. And hey there, I am Dan, I am your host and your narrator, and I am with you every single day reading from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship that we can find. Today we're going to hear from Christine Comaford, and I'll tell you a little bit more about her right after the post, but right now let's get to it as we start optimizing your life. The Four Crucial Mistakes Companies Make During Downturns, by Christine Comaford of smarttribesinstitute.com. Now that we're starting to see signs of economic recovery, it's key to assess where we've been, the mistakes we've made, and how to course correct for the next burst of growth. Here's the reality. Companies make mistakes all the time. In an economic downturn, however, avoiding the big slip-ups becomes all the more crucial. When the heat is on, some CEOs will react impulsively. And while this may earn them some points for courage and speed, in a rough economy, one needs to take the long view and pace themselves. To get funded, stay funded, and even outstretch your day-to-day cash flow, you'll need to avoid some key mistakes. And if you've made them already, it's time for a strong course correction. Please know that I've made every single one of the following, which is why I'm so passionate about helping to prevent these energy and time suckers. Here are my top four mistakes to avoid during a downturn. Number one, hasty hiring. Result: bad hires who are costly and time-consuming. It's better to try out new staff members as independent contractors first. Then, after you're confident that they work well with your team and share your values, bring them on as permanent hires. When you're overwhelmed and overworked, it's easy to make hiring mistakes. That's why relying on contractors is a great policy. Check out sites like TaskRabbit, Marketing Sherpa, or Noon Dalton for administrative, virtual marketing, bookkeeping, and other help. Rates can be surprisingly low, and don't make the mistake of staffing up fully only to discover that your business operates in waves. Have a lean team and hire extra hands for the heavier times. Try out your team members before making them permanent. Number two, pausing your profit. Result: financial pressure due to propping up ailing products, divisions, and accounts. Sometimes you can sell your way out of a recession, yet at all times you need to streamline expenses and adjust your financial strategy. One of our clients recently outsourced an entire division of their company. It hadn't been profitable, and the other divisions were supporting it financially. Yes, the decision was painful and resulted in a layoff, yet it had to happen for the health of the company. The outsourced division now generates a healthy profit. Another client pays increased commission for selling higher-margin products. We laid out a super compelling plan, and the sales force is now focused on the products that are best for the company's bottom line and, coincidentally, best for the customer. Now is the time to course correct if you've undercharged clients too. This often happens when we're desperate to close a sale without keeping an eye on generating enough profit. We're helping two of our clients to right-size some of their clients. With a stronger, more resonant value proposition, this is doable. Craft the message, collaborate with the client on key success metrics, report on the metrics monthly, and get the account to the level that is fair and profitable for you. Resenting a client because you undercharged them is something you never want to do, ever. Number three, skipping the six-month plan. Result: strategy of the second, and very little accomplished. It's better to map out the next 6 months, and if a new project comes up, swap it out with one of equal complexity that is already on your plan. Entrepreneurial CEOs can be excessive idea generators. With a six-month plan, you will have mapped out the projects for the immediate foreseeable future and can skillfully avoid manic distractions with poor results. Consider the perils of one company with the painful strategy of the second plan. Each time its mercurial CEO returned from a conference, he'd have a new idea. Were they good ones? Often. But his already stretched staff had no spare energy. Since they had not learned to communicate clearly with one another, they would take on the new project. But all sorts of key tasks would, of course, get dropped or delayed, and no one was happy. Ultimately, you need a gatekeeper for the six-month plan if you want your company to run efficiently. This is someone who will ensure the new projects are either scheduled later or will replace existing projects of equal size. Someone who will constantly see the big picture, tackle the small details, and facilitate real results every step of the way is key. By the way, Once the CEO in question put a 6-month plan in place, his staff was happier, fewer tasks were dropped, and their revenue ramped up considerably. And number 4, chasing all sales leads. Result? Wasting time on so-called prospects who will not become clients. A CEO of a consulting company complained recently that she had chased a key account for 4 months. 4 months! She finally lost hope that they would ever become a client. When asked if she had a disqualification process, she hesitated. Here's the net-net. You only want to spend time with real prospects. Create a disqualification process so you can quickly remove contacts from your sales pipeline that will most likely never buy your product or service or have no intention to buy it in the near term. In tough economic times especially, you must focus your energies on productive revenue streams. We have all made mistakes in business. The point is to course correct constantly. Spot a mistake and take action to correct it. You just listened to the post titled "The 4 Crucial Mistakes Companies Make During Downturns" by Christine Comeford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Christine for letting us share her work here on the podcast. She is a leadership and culture coach, serial entrepreneur, and New York Times bestselling author of 3 books, Power Your Tribe, Smart Tribes, and Rules for Renegades. For over 30 years, Christine has helped leaders navigate growth and change by specializing in applied neuroscience, which helps her clients achieve tremendous results in record time. As an entrepreneur, she built and sold 5 companies with an average ROI of 700%, and she was also a software engineer in the early days of Microsoft and Apple. Come by SmartTribesInstitute.com to learn a lot more about Christine and her work, and check out the resources there. I've got that linked in this episode's description for you. You can also find it at oldpodcast.com. All right, that's going to do it for today. Hope you enjoyed the post, and I will be back again with you tomorrow to read another post. And that is where your optimal life awaits.